Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, this is Carrie Oberbrunner, and I am here with my friend Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
Good. I'm well. Good
awesome.
To see you.
Awesome. Today's topic is how to pick out the perfect suit. And we left with the last video saying that I didn't grow up wearing suits.
Yeah.
In fact, you said that you gave me my first suit back when I was your pastor.
Right. That's because my suit ministry for new pastors.
That's right. Because I didn't have really much income at all back then. But the point is this: today, now I'm in the business world. I just got back from London. I don't know if I told you that.
I didn't know that.
So I actually wore your suits in London. So now I'm having to wear more and more suits for the line of business that I'm in, helping authors, helping business and entrepreneurs. But today we're talking about picking out the perfect suit. And you helped me pick out a suit similar to this one, and it's a little bit edgy.
Yeah.
It's not your black or your gray.
We started with the gray, though, because that's the staple. That's
there. Yeah, and then I have a black and a gray.
And a blue, maybe.
Navy blue. So I have those three, and that's kind of all I had. And then I came in one day, and I said, hey.
You saw a guy.
I saw a guy.
I can't remember who it
okay,
was.
I saw a guy wearing a
brighter blue suit.
Yeah.
And it had a little swagger to it, a little attitude, and you thought, that would be good. That would be for you.
That's right. So I came in and I said, and then we picked one out that was like too bold.
Right.
Remember that?
Yes.
He said, go home and show your wife these colors.
These two suits, right?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what. She said that one was too bold, and I agreed.
Yeah.
And then the other one was still a little edgy for her. Now she tells me she likes that one the best.
Yeah.
So what does a perfect suit do for you?
Well,
makes you feel.
It makes you feel confident. I think when you, whether it's really bold or whether it's not, I mean, if you put on a suit and you feel confident, then you stand a little taller and you just, because you know you look good, you look good.
Yeah.
You have more swagger. You know, you got that confidence. You walk into a room
That's
full
good.
Of suits and you know you look good and you look better because you know it.
I like that. And you tend to be, I mean, I'm an introvert, but you tend to be more outgoing.
Yeah.
And you're wearing a suit a lot of times in environments where you don't know people.
When you get confidence, when people, give you a compliment, you know, they say, wow, that's a nice suit.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden you feel a little bit better about yourself because.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of times we're told, oh, don't think about yourself and you know, don't worry what you're wearing. I found that in social settings, a lot of times when you stand out for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Like, in other words, you go into a room full of a networking event, and if you're not wearing a suit or wearing a suit that's super big
or something,
something that doesn't fit you well.
Like the point you said is don't think about yourself. Well, if you know you look good at the beginning, then you don't have to think about
yourself.
There you go. If you have a bad suit, then you are thinking about yourself.
Ooh,
you're
that's
thinking about
good.
Yourself in a negative way.
That's good. I like that.
Otherwise, you don't have to think about
that's
it.
That's good. So the perfect suit helps you to not think about yourself and to think about other people.
Yeah.
That is a good point. I love that point. And Aaron, I come to you all the time in Dublin, Ohio, Romanoff's. And you do weddings. You do business suits. You do this store is fantastic. It's huge, and I just want to say, Aaron, thanks for that tip because I agree that too many times we are self-conscious and we're thinking about ourselves because we aren't confident. Yeah. And once we kind of put that aside, then we can show up to serve other people. Show up filled up, as I say.
Yeah.
This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire and go pick out your perfect suit.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.